Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and she's Program Director for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Cass County. So good morning to you, Kate. What's happening?
Oh, well, there's always something happening in Extension. Right now what's happening is we're getting lots and lots of questions about garden produce. When is it ripe? How do we preserve it? How do we cook it? And of course, Extension has all sorts of resources for that.
Well, yes, that first initial growing, I'm sure you had questions then about how do we fertilize, how do we weed, et cetera. And now we start harvesting, and what do we do with it? Initially, we're so happy because we've been waiting for it. But then it kind of gets to be a little more than we planned. So what do we do with it?
So we have lots of options. Obviously, food preservation is a great way to get some of that excess used up, but still have it available to you to eat later in the season. So you can do a variety of things. One of the easiest, in my opinion, is just freeze it real quick. But if you want to learn all about your options, ISU Extension has always offered a Food Preservation 101 workshop. You can learn about canning, freezing, anything.
Does that include a little bit of drying also, dehydrating?
Yep, drying and dehydrating. So Food Preservation 101 kind of goes through all of the basic preservation methods, and that is moved to an online workshop this year. The good news is it's free, so you can tune in for an hour and learn all about food preservation. We've got two of those coming up on August 20th. One is at 10 a.m. and one is at 8 p.m., and if you miss those, we've got one on September 10th at 7 p.m. Each of those are an hour, and you just have to pre-register online.
Okay, and so we've opened up our computers, and it kind of, you've got the information there when they register that says kind of, well, if you're like my computer, you just click onto this little line and up it comes. And that's, and we hope that's what works.
We hope that's what works. So yes, just Google ISU Food Preservation 101, and it should take you right to that page. If you need help, you can give our office a call and we can send you a link. You can also find it on the ISU Extension homepage. That should be a link there as well in the upcoming events. So do encourage folks, if you're not familiar with preservation or maybe want to try a different type of preservation, definitely check out that workshop. If you've done canning before and just want to learn a little more, we have some publications that can help you out as well.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people depend on online, you know, blogs and these people who have been doing this, and maybe they have a grandma's cookbook, and I'm going, well, maybe it would be better to choose another source, and one of those sources would be ISU.
So, yeah, ISU Extension has a ton of updated resources. Of course, the good old Ball Blue Book is really kind of the standard. A rule of thumb to kind of think about, if you think you have a canning recipe that originates from the mid-80s or earlier, it may not use the most current preservation methods. So there's a lot of old wives' tales and grandma did it this way and all sorts of things floating around out there. It may be because that was a safe method, and it may be because grandma just got lucky that there wasn't food poisoning involved. So we do encourage folks to at least check the recipe they have against a tested recipe, because nobody wants to put up, you know, 50 cans of tomato juice and then find that 45 of them have spoiled and have mold growing on the top when they go to grab those to make their Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And as you say, a lot of people say, well, my grandma did it this way and nobody ever died. Well, some of them got sick and thought it was something else. So yes, and you want people to be well, for sure. The other thing you've mentioned a couple of times, recipes. It's not just the time, but it's recipe. And some people think, well, you know, it's just basic. I can just do anything in there. Especially if you're making salsa, for instance, I can just put in whatever I want, but that's not really true.
That's not really true. And a lot of people get confused between hot water bath canning and pressure canning. So there is a difference. Hot water bath, you're just heating the jar and sealing it. Pressure canning, you're superheating it and sealing it above a certain degree in pressure. And like you said, you get messing around with tomatoes and peppers, and you really kind of get in a danger zone there with level of acidity. You add an extra green pepper to a recipe or remove the vinegar because you don't like the taste of it, and all of a sudden your pH drops from something that's safe enough to just put in the hot water bath canner to the point where you really do need to pressure can it and get that good and superheated, or you're going to have health issues.
The other thing I think about is when you start adding more things, that may make it more compact, and it the temperature, on that pressure canning doesn't reach the center of the jar like it would if it was using the recipe. So using a recipe that's been approved is really important. And Kate, you know I've done a lot of work in the past with food preservation, so I want to add that another great resource online is to go to USDA food preservation. And those would be the same kinds of things that Iowa State is using. But it's just another place you can check for recipes and instructions. And Kate, if somebody doesn't have, maybe they can't go online, I think you mentioned that people can come here and get information that's printed that they can get for free.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have publications on canning fruits, canning vegetables, one specifically on fruit spreads or pickled products, canning meat and wild game, freezing tomatoes. We have a whole publication on tomatoes alone just because they're so popular this time of year. We've got another one specifically on salsa, and we've got another one specifically on how to freeze those fruits and vegetables. So lots of good variety. Again, there's a method for everybody. It really depends on how much time you have, what your comfort level is, and what type of storage space you have. If you don't have a lot of freezer space, you probably don't want to freeze a whole bunch of produce.
And the other thing I was thinking as I looked at thinking about using up produce and thinking, well, if you don't have a ton of it, maybe you have a few extra carrots and potatoes and so on. You know, you could make that up into a stew and freeze that, or, you know, you eat it 2 or 3 days in a row. Some people don't like to do that, but sometimes the flavor gets better.
Absolutely, yeah. So you can certainly find recipes for things, you know, make a triple batch of something and then it will freeze well or something like that. We have some recipes. We're sending out recipes today to some groups with information on our make-ahead breakfast burritos. It's a great way to use up extra tomatoes and peppers and whatever vegetables you have. And it freezes really well, and you can reheat individual servings and they last forever in the freezer. Something else I do want to mention, a few things. We always share, we talked about reliable sources. So reliable sources for recipes, but also reliable sources for methods. We get a call every year at least once about, well, I heard you can can in your dishwasher, or I heard you can can in the oven, or I heard you can do this or do that. In general, the answer is no. It's just not safe. It doesn't get hot enough. The stove you talked about, you know, the temperature getting to the center of the product, it doesn't do that in the oven. It definitely doesn't do that in the dishwasher. The only thing the dishwasher is going to do is make your jars look cleaner on the outside so they can spoil faster on the inside. So some of those things that you see online, those handy tips and tricks, definitely don't trust those sources unless you verify them somewhere else.
Saying getting questions also reminds me of another source that Iowa State provides, and that's Answer Line.
Yep, absolutely. Our answer line, so that is a hotline that you can call. They're there Monday through Friday in the morning and in the afternoon, and that is a toll-free 800 number. They also have a website. They have a blog. You can follow them on Facebook or Twitter, and they're putting out tons of information about food safety and food preservation, seasonal recipes right now. So if you don't already, if you're on social media and don't already follow Answer Line, you definitely should. They have tons of great ideas this time of year.
Yeah, whatever kind of the topic, they will be there with that information. And I noticed, and this was my excuse to quit canning, is that I have a smooth top range, and you cannot can safely on a smooth top range. And so one of those Answer Line people had been investigating a small heating unit. Are you familiar with those, Kate?
I'm not, but I know that the folks at Answer Line definitely keep up on all of the latest methods. So, there are definitely things. So if you're not familiar with any of those methods, I would definitely recommend the Food Preservation 101 class if you can do it online. If you can't, I would definitely recommend coming and getting one of the publications. It'll kind of walk you through not only the recipes, but also the steps and the safety pieces. If you are interested in pressure canning, I also want to mention that we do free testing here for pressure canner lids. So if you have a gauge-type pressure canner, now if you have a rocker-type pressure canner, we can't test that, but we do test the gauges to make sure they're accurate. So if you have one you haven't used for a while or bought it at a garage sale, we can test that and make sure the gauge is accurate.
Those really need to be tested on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, especially if they're stored someplace where they could get moisture or temperature fluctuations. We send our gauge in to the manufacturer to be calibrated every year or two. So if you're not doing that, which we do get it done for free, so we would be more than happy to test your gauge for free. Either call and make an appointment or just drop it off and we'll call you when it's done.
Okay, pretty simple thing to do, but a really important thing to do for you to give that service. That's a wonderful service, Kate, to do. Okay, the online course, virtual course, is dates and times again.
Okay, so Food Preservation 101 online, two times on August 20th, either 10 a.m. or 8 p.m., and again, that's an hour-long course. Or if you can't make those work, September 10th at 7 p.m. is kind of the last one they're offering for this growing season. So,
okay, be sure to contact ISU Extension Cass County to register, and online or by phone. Either one will work. Thank you so much, Kate, for bringing us up to date on what's happening and some things we need to be paying attention to. And until next time, just remember, we can preserve the goodness.